Hebrews, the first chapter, verses 13 to 14, and I'm reading the Berean Study Bible. Yet, to which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are not the angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Gonko here. So all week long, we've been talking about special visits from God. And like I always say, sometimes God comes by himself and sometimes he just sends angels. And this morning, we're reading the purpose for angels. Why does God even need angels? Why does God send us angels? Why do we get such special visits from these spirit beings? We've looked at God visiting Abraham himself. We've looked at God using angels to rescue Lot and to give Hagar a prophecy about her future and to set her back on the right track. We've even seen God use angels to keep us from doing wrong. Sometimes those angels are spirit beings. Sometimes they appear to us as normal human beings. In verse 14 of this scripture, in fact, verse 13 of the scripture we just read, I'll read it in the Passion Translation as well, because I kind of like how easy this translation makes it. It says, God has never said this to any of his angels, "Take your seat next to me at my right hand until I force your whispering enemies to be a rug under your feet." God has never done that. Verse 14 now asks, what role then do the angels have? And he answers, the angels are spirit messengers sent by God to serve those who are going to be saved. So angels are sent to us to help us, to minister to us. But I encourage you to search for yourself and see how vital angels were in helping out those of us who are assigned salvation, those of us who are saved. All over the scripture, you see how valuable they were as messengers. They were sent to work, to do things. They were not sent to be worshipped like some of us do. Some people make it seem like we need angels to mediate between us and God. No. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the only one assigned. No one can come to the Father except through Jesus. But we see that the angels are assigned to protect, to correct, to fight for. Angels were sent to minister. Genesis 28, let me read to you verses 10 to 12, the Amplified Bible. It says, now Jacob left Beersheba, never to see his mother again. And he traveled towards Haran, and he came to a certain place and stayed overnight there because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and he lay down there to sleep. And he dreamed. He dreamed that there was a ladder, a stairway placed on the earth, and the top of it reached out of sight toward heaven. And he saw the angels of God ascending and descending on it, going to and from heaven. I've read the scripture so many times, so many years. I've read how Jacob deceived his brother and ran for his life, and he got to a certain place and decided to sleep, and then he put a stone under his head and he laid there using the stone as a pillow. And of course he dreamt, and in that dream he saw this ladder that reached all up to heaven, and he saw the angels of God. Now the interesting thing about this scripture was that one would think that the angels would be descending and ascending. No, it said the angels were ascending and they were descending. So they were going from the earth up into heaven. What were they doing? I think and I believe that they must have been ministering to us, taking our request up to heaven and coming back down with whatever it is that God assigned to us. So that tells me angels are not here for themselves. They're not even here to be worshipped. They're here to serve. They're busy. They were working. And that really changed Jacob's life. He said, God was here and I didn't know it. It shocked him. Wherever you are as a child of God, God assigns angels to you to take care of you, to get you out of tight situations, to get you out of tight spots. How do I know? Okay, let's jump to the book of Acts. Let's do a bit of this in the New Testament. God has a way of sending angels when we need them. So the Bible tells us in Acts 12, from verse 5, Peter had been put in prison and the church was praying earnestly for him, because Herod had planned to bring him before trial and to kill him. And so he kept him between two soldiers and they were sleeping. I'll read it to you in the New International Version. It says, so Peter was kept in prison, but the church was praying to God earnestly for him. And the night before Herod was going to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. And suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared. I love the suddenly miracles that God does for us. It says, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up. Guy was sleeping. It says, get up. The chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, put on your clothes and sandals. And Peter did so. Wrap your cloak around you and follow me. And the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea what the angel was really doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. And I think that that's also our attitude to angels and to the spiritual realm these days. We don't expect the supernatural to happen around us, but the supernatural exists. We only think that we see angels in our dreams or see them in visions, or we think that most of these stories are symbolic stories, not really things that happened. They were actually chains, real chains. Peter was a real human being and he was in a tight situation. He was chained physically, and the angel came and the chains fell off physically, and the angel took him by the hand physically. And it says they passed the first and second guards and they came to the iron gate leading to the city, and it opened for them by itself and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. And then Peter came to himself and he said, I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen. Now, God did not do something that he can't do now. God is still interested in us experiencing the supernatural. However, the challenge is that we are so far from that realm. We are so steeped in the natural. We don't expect supernatural things to happen. And if we don't expect them to happen, then they don't happen for us. I'm telling you because I personally have encountered supernatural acts of God, where God steps in and changes the natural law and natural order of things just to rescue you as his child. That's how valuable you are. That's how important you are. If you expect these things to happen, then they will happen for you. Matthew 4 tells us that Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. For Peter needed rescuing from jail. Jesus, on the other hand, needed to be ministered to. What way? Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. You read the story in Matthew chapter 4. And Satan came and Satan had tempted him. And after Jesus had overcome every temptation, the Bible tells us in verse 11 that the devil went away and then the angels came and took care of Jesus. So I believe the angels came with food and water at this point. It was what Jesus needed that he was given. You can still read about the fact that God sent angels to deliver messages. Zechariah needed a child. And God sent an angel, the angel Gabriel, to deliver the message that a child will be born, and sent the same angel to Mary, the mother of Jesus, to announce the birth of Jesus. So they're sent as messengers. The truth is, they're sent as ministering spirits. Whatever they need to do, they do. Why? Because their role is to be spirit messengers sent by God to serve. Service is their assignment. We're not meant to worship them. They're meant to serve us. We are the heirs of salvation. So angels are sent to serve us. If you find yourself in a tight spot, an angel can get you out. God can send an angel. However, it's important that we note that the angel only sent to do God's bidding, not ours. Some people think they can send angels to kill people. Some people think that they can send angels to help them go and rewrite their exam scripts. I heard the craziest things, you wouldn't believe it. If you didn't read, maybe the mercy of God can speak for you. But don't think that you can send an angel to retrieve your scripts and write it all over for you. Craziest things that Christians believe. But I want you to understand that God sends angels to do his bidding. Joshua 5 tells us, now Joshua met an angel standing in front of him with a sword drawn, and Joshua said to him, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" And the angel answered, "Neither. But as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." So that tells me that the angels come as they are assigned. The Bible says that the Lord will give his angels charge over us. So they don't necessarily do just your bidding, they do God's bidding. They are sent to us to minister to us by our Father. Say they answer to him, not to us. So this morning, I want to encourage you to expect the supernatural. Expect God to move mountains on your behalf, to send angels to rescue you, to send angels to keep you from doing wrong, to send angels to give you messages from God. Expect angels all around you, because they are all around you and they are sent to you to minister to you, because you are an heir of salvation. Expect your Father to pull all stops to bless you this week. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Gongo.